Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are having technical difficulty on our AEN phone line, and we are testing the on Blog Talk line to see if it would better host our meeting. And so we're waiting for individuals to call in to assess the quality of that conversation.
Overseer.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, very clear.
Excellent. So if you could just text people to call in that number, I'll try to see if I can text while I'm on the phone. I've tried to do that before. So I'm going to text the number, and then everyone can just call me in. That is so much better. Nice.
Yeah, you
have
sound.
Okay, 9-4. Zero, 6-4-8-4-8. So. Okay. Hopefully, when they get the text, they'll just dial in on this number, and we can try to get started.
Okay.
I just texted to her. Here, you want to give her this and bring it back. That's the number there. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So how are you doing? Minister Lynette?
Yes.
How are you doing with your process?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I was encouraged. I had this dream last night that really, you know, encouraged my heart. But I've just been kind of struggling time management stuff and ugh.
Okay.
So,
right.
I made a decision today to, you know, not work as many days, so I'm sure that's going to help me get through the process. But I'm encouraged. I'm still struggling with real, you know, the concept of me being a trailblazer, but I'm gonna keep pushing until I receive it, until I can really embrace
but
it.
I think that one of the things that maybe wasn't clearly communicated to you, you're already the trailblazer. Look at your life, and you led the path for your family to come out of the wilderness.
You are right about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been using you like this for many years. I think that part of your liturgical dance, that's trailblazing. That wasn't something that was very commonplace in our places of worship. Okay, so that was an art form, a form of worship that you brought to the table. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that for a lot of us, we need to just sit and allow or even share. Like you say, well, you know, I don't know about all that. And then he will show you that that's all your life. That's what's
well,
been
I thank happening. You for that a revelation. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about the dream that I had last night.
All right.
Was somewhere, I'm not sure where I was, But I met someone that I believe he used to stay next door to us. And he was older because he was a kid with my son. And he was in his business, and I was in his place of business. And there was another man that was there. And we were talking, and I just happened to ask him. I was excited for his business. I didn't know he was in business. And I asked him, so how did you come to get into business? And what he said to me was, this guy was very instrumental, encouraged me, helped me. But it was your prayer that also encouraged me. And then he was explaining how we were in a group, and I was praying. And it wasn't like I was specifically praying to him or prophesying to him, but just praying in general for maybe a group of black men or maybe the group in the neighborhood that we were praying in. And he was saying that was what, motivated and encouraged him. It was my prayer, this intercessory prayer thing that we had done. And I said, wow. I was so shocked. So I went to get my phone and said, can you repeat that? Can you remember? And when I went back to him with the phone, I woke up.
Okay, well, 1 minute. Apostle, if you could please pass that number that you have forward. I've been trying to text it, but it's not delivering my text. So I don't know how else that we can contact.
It sounds like you're really far away.
Okay.
On the AEN, it sounds crazy, but it's clear on Blog Talk for me.
And I think someone else is on the AEN. And I was trying to text in the Blog Talk number, but it won't text from my phone. So I don't know.
Okay, well, I think I can forward from my phone the Blog Talk
perfect
number. Hold on. I'll just send it to the group. Okay, share contact with message. Oh, what was the name of the group? Overseer. And all of the many people, it was 10 of us. Let me see if this is the one. Yes. Okay, I'm going to send it now. I'll put a note.
Okay,
please join us on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Overseer asked me to send link. Okay. Please join us on Blog Talk. There you go. Okay.
All righty.
So, I was like, wow, where did that come from? So I was encouraged.
Well, great. Well, not Elder Pastor Yvette is calling me, or she's texting me. So I'll try to text her this number too.
Oh. Overseer, the text has gone out multiple times.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm gonna get this together. I don't know. She washing her dishes. Yeah. Wasn't that right there? Oh,
on the corner. Oh, that's my phone. Can I?
I'm going to talk. This is very frustrating. Yeah, I don't know if it's gotten on yet. I don't know. They're probably having a meeting on the other phone. I need two phones. So, oh, here comes somebody. Okay. Hello? Hello, you're on Blog Talk on here this time. All right. I hope this is a better connection for everyone.
It sounds clear to me.
Yeah, wonderful, because I couldn't hear like we were underwater or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were there many people on the other line, Elder Deborah?
I was on. Minister LaTanya was on. I don't know about anybody else. I couldn't really
tell. I'm on.
Okay. Coming on now.
On now. Great.
Okay, you may need to mute your phone. Was that your phone about? Okay. Okay, nothing simple. When you come on the line, if you could just announce yourself so we know who's connecting with us. Really want to.
Deborah.
Okay.
Minister Lynette.
Okay. Hello? Well, I see another number.
Evangelist LaTanya.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And Apostle is on the line. And if she could just open us up in prayer, then we can be prepared for when the others come online. I pray that they will come online. I know Apostle.
Thank you. Your perfect provision, Lord God, will go forth, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together. We thank you for that which you are teaching us. This is 2020 class of trailblazers, and these whom you've given the anointing to have a voice of influence as they come together to strategize your thoughts. We pray, Lord God, that you would crown, Lord God, overseer with wisdom, insight, and revelation, and that you would make clear the path and the plan that is to go before us. Give us ears that are attentive to hear, listen, and learn, and then be governing ourselves accordingly. And we bless you for the process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. We're meeting because we have started a month. You know, we're at the ninth of the month, and the time is fast moving. So we need to come up with a plan of for our weekly phone conferences. One of the things that we've been throwing around is the fact that the candidates are going to do part of the conference virtually. One moment, please. We may want to start to integrate them into this kind of electronic form of conferencing. And so we want to prepare them for the conference by allowing them to participate in weekly Zoom meetings for our weekly phone conference. We're going to see how it goes. I don't see anything wrong if it works for us to do it from then on, or to get them familiar with using their devices, connecting to all of the electronic world out there, and trying to perfect some of the COM because of individuals, equipment, and locations, and that sort of thing. So what I wanted us to consider was to divide up the candidates with accountability, with committee members or accountability partners, whoever is proficient in getting this kind of meeting underway. So I wanted us to individually call, maybe we'll each get three people, and because I didn't want to do it over an open line during a regular meeting, but to individually call, ask them their level of comfort with doing Zoom meetings, their or Google, you know, I guess we got to figure out whatever they're going to use for the conference is what we're going to use to expose the candidates into that type of electronic meeting. And so, but we want to sit down with them, not we can't physically, but on the phone and take a survey, get some information. Do you have the right kind of data plan? Have you ever done it before? You know, what kind of device would you be using? How familiar are you to Google? Or I believe they're doing Zoom. Does anybody remember? We'll know in a minute because we're going to have a meeting later. Is anybody on the line?
I think they did. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they did Zoom. You're talking about for the town hall meeting?
Okay.
So the town hall meeting? That was Zoom.
The town hall was Zoom, and I believe that may be what they said the conference, virtual conference, was going to be via Zoom. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, that's what they were talking about using, because they could put the numbers. In other words, it's not really a problem, I guess, for to do it with large numbers.
Okay. So we don't have it confirmed, but we do know that it's going to be some kind of platform such as that. So what we want to do is to, first of all, assign committee members to candidates, and then to come up with a, Elder Deborah can do that, a little questionnaire that will list the questions that we need to ask them and to get their feedback so we can then look at it and then see what we need to do to go forward. But we want to first, you know, figure out their level of comfort, their experience with it, their devices they will use. They use your cell phone, your laptop, a computer, or I don't know what else is out there to use, but whatever it is, your iPad and whatever, Chromebook, whatever it is they're using, we need to kind of get insight into that. And then I believe that what we the way we want to divide them up, obviously, is to give the ones that I perceive to be the most lacking in electronic world knowledge, and I can only judge that by the way I get their paperwork. So I know there are some people, they don't give me anything on a computer. They give me paper. So that for that person, then we're going to have a problem. And we need to solve it for them because we don't want this to eliminate them. So the person that would get those people would have to be very patient and proficient in teaching someone to use a virtual reality, a virtual meeting type of venue. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to get your on that as a committee and your recommendations, because it may be, you know, it really wouldn't help me to get anybody because there's not a whole lot that I can, you know, I mean, I can get asked the question and write the answer, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to train them individually so that they would have that comfort level of then connecting to a weekly meeting. Our target for this was going to be at the end of June. So we don't have a whole lot of time, which is why I wanted to meet now. So we can, by the time Thursday comes, we can have the members assigned to people. We can have the questionnaire out, and we can start the process. Questions, comments, insights?
You know, I have some comments on that. On comments, okay. I think you're absolutely right, because I know myself, I was used to always say that I'm not tech savvy, but with the quarantine and everybody kind of doing that, I stopped saying that. So encouraging everyone, you know, I prayed and asked God to help me, because the word does tell us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
And another thing is, with that, I don't know, again, the type of equipment that people have can make a difference too, because I had a older computer from 2012, which is just, loaded to the gilt. And another thing with that one is, wow, it's good, and I have so much information on it, but my speakers don't always work on that. So that's a problem with it. However, I did have a newer computer that I bought, but I have been locked out of it since last summer because I got my password or something all mixed up and couldn't get in it. And that was another thing. Like I say, with prayer, you know, when God say call on him, he will answer you. And, you know, Holy Spirit is there to help you. I was able to get back in through the assistance of one of my husband's friends. He called me, and I'm telling you, in like 20 minutes, he had me in. And normally, like for table, I have to call people, and they have to send a technician out. Same way when I used to work, it would be the same way. They'd have to send someone to my office because I just couldn't get it. But stop saying that if anybody is saying that.
Okay.
But you do need to try it out. Hopefully somebody could kind of walk you through it. Another thing is it helps when you're doing it, like if someone is on the phone, to kind of walk you through it. And that's another thing. I don't know how savvy people are, but with this, I've gotten savvy. I've been able now to be talking on the phone, and then I can text a message at the same time. So I found out how to flip the screens and multitask. So that's, and then if I need to check my email, I can be on the phone and check my email at the same time. So it's a lot of things with technology that we can do. But again, it's the knowledge of knowing, and if the person has equipment that can do that, because some of the older equipment may not be able to do it, and it's not necessarily all the time that it can't do it, but then it may be just overloaded, or simply you just don't have the right stuff on it to do it, or maybe it's not working. Like I said, with my microphone, I don't always get sound, so that's a problem, because you need to hear. Even the thing of now, I'm learning with the call, I just got a type of cord plug into my computer, and I forget what you call this, but whatever that sends out my signal for my Wi-Fi, so I will be able to get a much clearer picture. So, I mean, it's good to do a test run. It's good for somebody if they can be on the phone and kind of walk you through it, or even better, if you could connect with someone who knows it, because it's out here, and you know it's time for us to utilize it. You know, we don't want to get left behind. We want to be up on what's going on. We want to be a part of it, and we don't want to leave people behind if they're not if they don't have it. I don't know if they're able to get more updated equipment. If not, possibly maybe they can meet up, you know, on those calls or whatever with someone who has it, because even when you do the Zoom, I know me and my sister in the class we were taking, and they started doing the Zoom, and we did it together from one computer. So we were there able to Zoom in, and the same way like we do a family call now with the family once a month, and we Zoom in from the house, you know, and of course everybody who's here can get on it. You don't have to just stay in the camera's eye, but you can be on it.
Right.
That's another thing. If people call in, which and what, that's usually that's an option too. But if they calling in on a cell phone, then they can't be seen.
Uh-huh.
So those are just things to consider. And even when you do that and you open up your camera, you know, you be mindful, because I know in my house there's certain areas I don't want you to see because it's just too junky and cluttered.
God knows that, yes. So, I mean, I know that there are certain etiquettes that we need to share with people that they may not, just like you say, think about your background, think about what you have on, think about your lighting. I saw some program that, you know, say don't do it in front of
right.
a window, it's a certain glare. There's so many things, you know, that we don't want to overload them, but just giving them tips that will make
right.
them feel more empowered. And I appreciate the fact that when you were sharing, there may be people on the outside that we can bring in. We can ask someone, you said you knew some individuals, excuse me, some people are very, very, excuse me, proficient in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we may call upon them, but we need to, when we do, we need to be prepared. We have these two people, they don't know this, 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 and that. They need the other, that, that, so that we can share with them. I think that there
That's
are
right.
a lot of issues, like you mentioned, a password. It's a simple thing about a password. And there is a way to get around and figure out whatever. But just so that we can share with them and get them the meeting. And that's why I feel we need to do it one-on-one. I don't want to do it on a line with five people. That's why I want the committee
right.
member to each take a group, two or three, because we don't have a big class, thank God, and
mm-hmm.
give them this questionnaire. You know, you're not giving them a questionnaire, but you need to ask these specific questions. You need to document what they share with you so that we can then collect that and then make moves to go from there. I think that it'll be exciting for them because they're going into ministry to get this kind of, this is part
yes.
of preparation for ordination, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. right. And even if
else?
You're at home, okay. if even if you're at home, you may have a grandchild or somebody else in there that has a more modern phone, because some of these phones, I believe, can do it as well, too.
So we want to be able to share that. And one of the things I was thinking as relates to the cost, this is just us in a committee member meeting. This is the ordination committee in this meeting, and this is what this information is going for. It's not, you know, to be broadcast abroad. But one of the things that I was thinking that I don't know if there's going to be a cost for registration as relates to the conference. So if that cost the individuals can use, because we gave them a bottom line, your stuff is going to cost X, Y, Z. We kind of detailed it at the very beginning, and if they were cognizant of that and they kept that in their mind, I'm sure they understand that. So if there's not going to be a registration cost, or if there's something that could be done with that, you know, waiving it, I don't know, whatever. Like I say, these are just suggestions. Then they can use that money to get whatever updates or help or whatever, you know, they may. And I know, you know, electronic things cost more money. I don't have the concept and all that stuff. But I'm just saying that it could be a part of their cost. That is a good investment because, as you said, that's where this world is going. Anybody else? Anybody else? Insights, information?
They may, but you know, Zoom has tutorials too, I believe. So that can help us as
yeah,
well.
They do.
If
yes.
you go one on one and just let them deal with that, uh huh.
Yes.
Also, an
and
additional detour.
That as a committee, what we need to do is all go through the Zoom. Well, those that need to, those that don't, obviously, you don't
yeah.
have to. But familiarize yourself, go through the path that we're going to take them through, go first, so that you can kind of come, well, when you get to this point, we need to do that. But we need to have gone through it already. Soon,
mm-hmm.
this is what they say do, too. But, you know, now if what happens when I did that and then I touched something and the whole screen went dark or whatever, you know, and then we just back up and do just different things just one-on-one. But absolutely, there are tutorials, and some may be better than others. So if individuals know of, you know, those that are really good and they're, you know, like tutorial Zoom for dummies, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, keep it simple. I think one of the most important things is terminology. They may, the kids were at school today on the computer, and the man said, go to your URL. And I went, what the world is a URL? You know, so, I mean, the kids knew. I didn't know. So it's little things like that when the instructors tell you to do something that it's given a title, a name to something that you're just not familiar with. So you know, now I know. So when they say that, I wouldn't pass. You know, so just to, especially to allow people to panic and then to be calmed and then to be empowered and then to be built up. And that's kind of what we're looking for this to do. Very good suggestions. Anybody else? I thought we got somebody on the line that knows this stuff and they ain't saying nothing. Hello. What would be your advice to us? I realize you're meeting some at 3 o'clock.
Is that an indictment?
Don't fast.
That's what I said. Is that an indictment? Yeah, I mean, I'm probably in the same boat, trying to learn it as best I can because being forced to use it as well, it seems to be the way of the world. Zoom has its whole bevy of tutorials, and then there are tons of people out there who do tutorials on Zoom as well on YouTube that are free, so you can look at just a variety of people. Two of the guys that I look at, one is called Simplicity, like productivity and simple together, and the other guy is Steve Dotto. But there are hundreds of them. So,
okay, but we want to do something that you're familiar with. So you said simple together, and what was the other one?
Well, it's called Simplicity. Simplicity.
Could that something be sent, like in an email for people to look at and see what it is? Because we may not spelling it right.
Okay. Right. I mean, I certainly could. If you went to YouTube, and I can put it in a email, but if you went to YouTube. I was just saying it's simple and productivity kind of put together as a compounded word. But the other guy's name is Dotto, D-O-T-T-O. It's called Dotto Tech, D-O-T-T-O-T-E-C-H. And
okay.
His stuff is kind of funny. But Zoom has its own, just Zoom brand has their whole list. And you can access that right from their platform. So, you know, I suggest that everybody, certainly everybody on the line, just get you an account. It's free. You just sign up and give them your email and get a password, and now you have a Zoom account. And so,
you know,
play among ourselves, if you will.
You're saying that, Elder, but I happen to know. You get a Zoom account, but you can't use it unless you have one of a specific number of something, Firefox or Chrome, something, and something else. And so that has to be on your
phone. Well, Firefox would be the browser. Everybody has some kind of browser. So most people either have.
You have to have a specific browser in order for some of this stuff to work, and we just need to be able to share that with them. We need to be able to share with them what their browser is on some level. Now, that's not everybody. Everybody's not going to need that kind of intensity, but some people are. Now, I went through the Google Meet tutorial, okay? And it was so confusing to me, and I'm not intelligent, whatever, but there were so many things. It's like, oh, wait, so you didn't say that. They're assuming that you understand the genre And so they just blip. So I think when these individual people do it, I think they may be more compassionate, if you will, and I don't know what the word is, to walk you through it so you can get to a good place. I guess that's what I'm saying. And so I would really like to use somebody or somebodies that other people have used and found them to be helpful, okay? So, and then and we definitely have to make sure we know which one that the AEN is actually going to use for the conference. And so when we will find that out, and we'll definitely come forward with
well,
that.
Well, I can certainly share the two YouTube channels along with Zoom that I tend to refer to, just because I like the way these guys explain it. So I will, you know, like I said, those two, because I don't want to overwhelm people. I tend to look at three or four different people explaining the same thing just to get, because people explain things differently, you know, and some things you get or you don't. So,
okay, not a problem.
If I'm not mistaken, did Apostle Rooks send out earlier this year a tutorial on Zoom? Or am I thinking of something else?
No, that was something else. And
he's
supposed to be on the line, but he isn't right now. And so that would be one of the ones that would have given us some insight, as well as Metropolitan, because they're and Prophet, because they're actually working on that on the greater level. And so we just want to get some start off information that we want to get. And so I think we have a good plan. Elder Deborah is going to come up with the site that we can reference that we want to check out for ourselves. And then Pastor Yvette can inquire to the individuals that are very varied of how they would be able to maybe, you know, talk on the phone with somebody to bring them to a good end. So we're going to definitely, it is Zoom. So it is verified. It will be the Zoom platform. I guess you call it the platform. And so that's where we're going to start. So I have the list of individuals on to be elevated and consecrated. So we want to break that list up and give it to individual people. And I will have, I don't know if Elder Sharita, are you on the line? Elder Sharita is not on the line. So why don't we do this? Who all do I have on the line?
Minister.
Pastor Ben.
Okay. Minister Lynette.
Pastor Yvette.
We have Pastor Yvette. Elder Deborah.
Elder.
Minister Condon. Sanders.
Yes, overseer.
Who else? Oh shoot, you what? An apostle and metropolitan. Did I leave anybody out that's on the line? Don't be shy. Okay. So now that's actually there's 12 people on this committee. Obviously, well, it's not obvious, but one is also a candidate. I think it's just one. Yeah, it was a candidate. So, I don't know, Lynette, you tell yourself, okay?
Well, I'm going to go on the Zoom tutorial and work through the stages. So, yeah, I can give feedback
on
that.
This is who I'm going to give to you. Minister Lynette, where are you at? You're going to get JJ, DeMille.
Oh, he can probably teach me something.
maybe not, but we're going to make sure we remember, we're going to also get this questionnaire. We got to get this information forth from them, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay, because there's certain things, you know, people are in different places and can't get different things. So we have two people that
I can get that to you by I got a funeral tomorrow, but I can get that to you by Thursday morning.
Okay.
That's perfect.
And,
so
and maybe even tomorrow night. Tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Because it's not much. Okay.
No problem. So Elder Deborah, you have Minister Pat Wright and Arnett. Okay. And then
wait a minute, was that for me?
No, that's for Elder Deborah.
Okay.
Minister Lynette, you have Jamel.
Just
okay,
Jamel. Okay.
Then we have Pastor Yvette. We have Francina. And I'm not saying they may need it, but we want to contact them. And Trevor.
Wait a minute. Say that again. It's what's the name? Francina?
You have Francina.
Oh, Francina.
E-E-N-A, and her last name is Love. Francina Love.
Love, okay. All right.
Okay. And you have Trevor Calhoun.
Say the first name again.
Trevor. T-R-E-V-A.
Calhoun.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Calhoun is the last. Okay.
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 All right. Now, we have the next property. We're going to still contact them. Would be Shannon Frisby and Couture Johnson. Carla. Korea. So I think we'll give those two to this is Couture Johnson and Shannon Frisby. We'll go to Elder Arlette. What did I say? Couture. All right. And then next we have the two left would be Vera Adams, Minister Lynette, and Carter Thomas. I really don't think he needs training. Okay. So we may have to call upon him to assist us. But we do have Prophet, so we will give, okay, let's see, what is this name? Metropolitan will still contact Carter and do the questionnaire so we get it from him and we have him on file, even we put him on file as a resource, but we need to still give him the stuff. And we still have Beth, Vera Adams. Vera Adams, let's see. We have Vera Adams and Lynette Harris. Well, we'll get Vera Adams to Minister Sanders. Okay. And
I'm
gonna
get one.
And then, you know, Minister Lynette, you're gonna be on both sides of it, okay? Because I'm gonna do the same. You still need to get we need to get the information from you because we want to make a compilation of these things, so we have them all together. So everybody has been given to somebody. Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Did you assign me someone at the beginning?
Yes, I assigned you Pat Wright.
Minister Pat Wright and
Arnett.
Arnett. Arnett.
Okay.
And then we will give, this is not Apostle, that's me. And we will give Apostle, I haven't missed anybody. Okay. All right. So I know you got a meeting that's going to start in 7 minutes for some. And for others, there's tornado warnings and sirens going out and everything. So I guess we need to get off the blog, huh? Any questions, insights, comments, anything?
No.
Okay. Now there's going to be some more information, and we got 7 minutes. Well, we got 6 minutes. And so I'm going to give the floor. Did I give prophet somebody? Anyway, we're going to give the floor to Elder Deborah because she's preparing some of the study material for the consecration that will start in July for the candidates. But they're going to be prepared for it during this month. And I'm pretty sure she's talked to some. But you can just share briefly with everybody, and we'll share in detail on Thursday. But just so the committee themselves know, you know, what's going on. Elder?
Thanks, Overseer. Committee members, I would hope and pray that you would join us with the candidates in reading John 15. For us, I'd say read all of John 15. The candidates will be doing John 15, 1 through 8 as their consecration. On this coming Thursday, Pastor Yvette is going to do verses 1 through 4, John 15, 1 through 4. And the following week, Evangelist Salisbury is going to do an overview of John 15, 5 through 8. And then we're going to start handing out the daily devotions. It's a 31-day devotion. It's short devotions. You can have them read to you via LibriVox or YouTube. They're out there on public domain. The book is called The True Vine by Andrew Murray. It's a 31-day devotional. Each devotion is like about 2.5 minutes. So it's not a burdensome thing at all, but it's a true vine. So just keep in mind, be prayerful and meditate on John 15 as we move forward. That will be the consecration for the entire month of July. And the pre-consecration is the next 2 weeks.
Amen. Now the conference, the pre is based on the vine. The consecration will be based on the fruit of the Spirit. And then the other thing that's going to go along with that presentations in the month of July, every mountain each week will be presented by a person with that office. Or in other words, education will be presented by a person who has been ordained in the office of a teacher. And so each week, each mountain is going to be addressed based on the office that is the governing authority in that office so that the candidates can get an idea of their goals, of the big picture. They will get to understand what each office is bringing into the body of Christ in its being perfected, and as well as the mountain of the Lord. So technically it's 8 mountains, but it's going to be 7 mountains of influence that they're going to be released into as they receive their ordination and elevation. And so as a result, we want to give them an insight into that. So that's what's going to be combined in their teaching during the month of July and August. So we'll go into more detail, but we want you to And I know we're asking a lot, especially of those who are candidates as well as committee members. And we will be lighting up on you that you know, we understand you're doing other things. We will also call upon accountability partners, those that's been ordained into an office, so that it's it is spread out over all of the resources, at our disposal that God has put before us. And so when we do this, we want to be able to give the candidates an insight as to where they are walking. And so I know we tried to see the whole lot into this, but I believe we have, and I pray in the name of Jesus that God will bring forth this plan to fruition, that it will manifest itself in the power and under the mantle that is upon each person in this committee as we have surrendered our will and your will, Lord God, so that we might be you, us as you will, oh God, so that we may bless, Lord, those that have been brought into our area of ministry. Lord, we thank you and we honor you and we really were so grateful. Our hearts are humbly grateful that you allow us this opportunity. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, shelter in place and take you all.
759.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Talk to
Amen.
You
okay.
Amen. And we're going to always make sure we either do phone, if phone is gobbled, then we'll go to Blog Talk. So that will be our plan. All right? Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.